Thank you and good afternoon. Thursday afternoon, humble deputies were sent to the Lucky Bear Casino searching for a man who was involved in a domestic violence incident. Deputies contacted 44-year-old Hooper resident Nachko McCovey, and he was displaying signs of intoxication during questioning. McCovey told deputies to arrest him after revealing he had arrest warrants in his name. As deputies approached McCovey, he became violent, and an ensuing physical struggle resulted in McCovey being pinned to the ground by the deputy and a CHP officer who was on scene. McCovey was transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries sustained before being booked into county jail on a list of charges. 22-year-old Arturo Alcazar Tapia of Eureka was sentenced this afternoon to 7 years and 3 months in prison for conspiring to manufacture and possess with intent to distribute marijuana, as well as depredation of public lands. In August of last year, Alcazar Tapia and his brother conspired to grow more than 20,000 plants at two pieces of property in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. The marijuana would then be packaged for sale at a Eureka home. Law enforcement searched the home and found over 30 pounds of marijuana packaged for sale and would later locate over 20,000 plants at Big French Creek and Hobo Gulch Road, resulting in the arrest of Alcazar Tapia and his brother, as well as a third suspect. The Eureka Police Department released up-to-date crime statistics for the 2015 year. In August, violent crime in Eureka was at its highest peak with 21 documented incidents. So far, the city has seen 93 instances of violent crime since the 2015 year began. The number of residential burglaries has seen a slight downward trend compared to the 2014 year. However, there were still 156 documented residential burglaries. In March, property crime peaked with over 200 incidents, but since that time, it has seen a continuing decline. The owners of Cruise Planners in Eureka generously donated money to St. Joseph's Hospital's Cruise for Cancer program. The owners, Jerry and Becky Reese, donated over $2,600 to the cancer care program. In August, more than 25 people set sail on the Cruise for Cancer, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to cancer care at St. Joseph's. Becky Reese said in a statement, "We love the fact that we can serve the people of Humboldt County in a different way." Eureka residents who plan on driving towards S Street between Myrtle and Booner on Saturday are asked to take an alternative route as city work crews resurface the road. Resurfacing work will be from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eureka drivers should also expect minor delays in controlled traffic as resurfacing on Myrtle between Harrison and West Avenues looks to be completed on Monday. Work on that stretch of roadway will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. as well. The Bureau of Land Management lifted outdoor fire restrictions this afternoon in Shasta, Trinity, Humboldt, and northern Mendocino counties. That means campfires can be used again outside of developed campgrounds, but while the fall has brought cooler weather, the Bureau still urges residents to use caution, as conditions are still considered dry. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods will host their 28th annual Science Night at their campus this evening, and the event is free for residents to attend. Children's activities, experiments, and science-related lectures will be some of the events taking place during Science Night, which will be held in CR's new Humanities and Science buildings. You can find detailed information and scheduling of the events on College of the Redwoods' website. The Arcata City Council will hold a meeting next week regarding medical marijuana. Dan Squire has more.
Following complaints from residents and business owners near the proposed zone, the Arcata City Council unanimously approved the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone to be located at the old Flakeboard plant on West End Road. The final wording of the zoning ordinance, including licensing, permitting, and other requirements for prospective medical marijuana producers, will be brought before the council at a special meeting on October 28th.
Thank you, Dan. Fortuna residents voted to approve an assessment that will generate more than $400,000 per year in revenue for the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department. The balloting period for the assessment ended on Monday, and 55% of more than 3,000 voters approved the measure, and the money will be used for recruiting and training, equipment upgrades, as well as for fire prevention and education. The new property tax assessment raises the average assessment for a single-family residence from $12 per year to $72 per year, and it won't go into effect until the 2016-2017 fiscal year. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.